Lesson number two, the power of inspiration. Let's get back to the used car story. When I drove my friend's bargain used car, I felt depressed. Sitting in the car did not inspire me. I did not hear angels singing and the heavens opening up with blessings as I did when I sat in my Porsche. As my friend drove away with smoke pouring out of the exhaust pipe, I felt nauseated. When I open my garage door and look at my Porsche, I hear angels singing. I love that car, and I love the inspiration it gave me to go out and invest in another property. In other words, that car gave me the inspiration to get richer. I believe our Maker assists us humans in building beautiful things. When I see a beautiful painting, or a beautiful home, or a beautiful car, I feel inspired. I feel the generosity, the beauty, and abundance of God, and it inspires me to go out and invest more vigorously. But by investing harder, not by working harder. I notice that people who treat themselves poorly are often not the most inspiring people to be around. I have some close friends who are so cheap that when I am in their house, I feel like I'm in my friend's used car. I love my friends dearly and do not impose my financial views on them, but they work hard at living below their means, while Kim and I work hard to continually expand our means, and that makes a big difference in the way we live our lives. As I said, we are all different, and we make different choices in our lives. I am simply sharing with you how my wife and I use the luxuries of life to inspire us to become richer.